Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Up in Canada, Ottawa declared a state of emergency on Sunday in response to thousands turning out for a second weekend of demonstrations against COVID-19 public mandates, blocking roads and disrupting parts of the capital city. A GoFundMe campaign to support truckers was canceled by GFM, saying they will refund all the money donated. President Biden and French President Emmanuel Macron discussed in a phone call Sunday ongoing diplomatic and deterrence efforts in response to Russia's military buildup along Ukraine's border. Macron is due to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Monday, and then Ukraine's President Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia on CNN Sunday endorsed the re-election campaign of his Republican colleague Lisa Murkowski of Alaska.
Endorsing my dear friend Lisa Murkowski, Alaska could only be so lucky to have her continue to serve them.
Thank you.
USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Another police shooting in Minnesota is under scrutiny.
Hundreds of peaceful protesters took to the streets of downtown Minneapolis Saturday, days after Amir Locke was fatally shot by a Minneapolis police SWAT team while executing a no-knock warrant on behalf of the St. Paul Police Department. Among the protesters was Karen Wells, Locke's mother.
Never would I have imagined that I would be standing up here talking about the execution of my son by the Minneapolis Police Department.
Locke, a black man, was fatally shot three times after he was spotted with a weapon as he was waking up, though police body cam footage showed that his finger was not on the trigger. Many of the protesters called for several resignations, including from Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey and Interim Police Chief Amelia Huffman. The incident comes as the city is still dealing with the fallout over the police murder of George Floyd. A federal trial for three officers involved in Floyd's death began about 2 weeks ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
One lawmaker is claiming New York Democrats are working against the will of the people. Republican Representative Claudia Tenney from New York, whose district is in danger of being eliminated, was on Newsmax explaining her complaint.
Democrats screaming democracy all the time. Democracy, democracy, undermining democracy and all that. Well, guess what? The voters of New York in a 2-1 Democratic state voted overwhelmingly to eliminate the partisan gerrymandering. And also the vote harvesting and no-ask absentee voting, same-day registration, those things are on the ballot. And the New Yorkers across the state voted against them, but the Democrats delivered them right back to the New York voters against the will of the people. And so what they're trying to do is the Democrats know that they're facing this red wave across the nation, and they're looking for places they can shore up votes. And by using this partisan gerrymandering, they're trying to eliminate Republicans. And this is about counting. You know, they just want to make sure they can, you know, they're losing in Texas. They're losing in Florida. They're losing across the country. So they're going in and they're trying to find ways to carve up the districts based on getting Democrat win right, and eliminating Republicans in the House of Representatives. So as my colleague Nicole Meliotakis indicated, they are trying to silence upstate and New York voices, particularly Republican and conservative voices.
NASA announced while the James Webb Space Telescope began its three-month alignment process, the Webb team saw the first photons of starlight that traveled through the entire view of the telescope. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hear what's that sound?
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and the buzz all around regarding COVID is this latest study from Johns Hopkins, and Dr. Marty McCrory said it's quite interesting. They didn't release a press release regarding this discovery and this most recent release that comes, I believe, from a couple of dozen insightful scientists and groups regarding, you know, these lockdowns and how ineffective they've proved to be. I mean, what we're talking about here is something that we realized early on, and we reported this on, you know, back over 2 years ago, that the models they were using suggested that, you know, the virus was equally distributed when we knew quite differently almost from the onset. Dr. Jancy Lindsay joins us now. She's the director of toxicology and molecular biology, and she's here to update us on COVID vaccines that are targeting our kids. Dr. Lindsay, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Bill. Thanks for having me again. Thank you.
Yeah, good to have you back. So what do you make of this recent reveal and how Johns Hopkins, it's like they put it out there and you almost have the sense that they were kind of maybe covering their back end by, and the only reason it makes me suspicious is that, boy, this is breakthrough, that this should have come with a press release. And it's something I think in part that maybe they were surprised that the media picked up on this so rapidly.
Yeah, that there was only a 0.2% decrease
right.
In overall efficacy of the vaccine in the lockdowns across the group.
Frankly,
I don't even think that's statistically relevant. I don't think it had any effect at all.
And you're saying the lockdowns didn't have any effect, is what you're saying, right? Am I understanding you correctly?
Correct. Yes, okay. And I believe that they're undercounting the deaths, of course, because they've attributed them to being unvaccinated. If you're counting, if the majority of deaths from the vaccines happen in the first 14 days, they actually happen within the first 48 hours, and then you're counting those people as being unvaccinated for 14 days, then you're obviously skewing the picture of who's dying from the vaccines.
So, see, this is, and you and I talked about this before, Dr. Lindsay, that the way they have mishandled the numbers on this whole thing, how do we go, you know, when we're faced with another pandemic, and we will be, how do people, you know, entrust the numbers? Exactly. I'm sorry?
So says Bill Gates.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But
how do we
trust, you know,
the numbers? We don't. We don't with any of the current officials. We need to get everybody at the FDA and the CDC out. They're corrupt. They're corrupted. They're not protecting our health and safety. They're purposefully using our children as lab rats. when they know that our children are not at risk for COVID from severe morbidity or mortality, unless they have severe other lethal infections like, you know, lethal kidney disease or heart disease, and they know that they will cause heart inflammation and death in these kids by giving them a vaccine, and they set up experiments to do it anyway, you know that they've been corrupted. And yeah, so it is up to parents to protect their children. And it's going to be up to us to go to our legislators and say, get these people the hell out. They are not protecting us. They are in bed with pharma, and get them out.
And along with it are the teachers unions that are in some cases being reported here, Jancy, that without parent approval, they want to vaccinate the kids. How dare they?
Oh, no, no. People have to stand up. Whether it takes homeschooling your kids in a big group and pulling them out of the public school systems where the teachers unions are present, filing lawsuits. If you band together, and I've advocated this before, band together as a group, parents, get an attorney, fight these people, and don't just take it laying down. You've got to stand up and fight. And if there's not, if you can't fight for yourself, fight for your children, fight for your grandchildren.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because what are these kids going to be faced with already in almost 3 years? Already, I mean, let's go into this thing. I mean, you know, the educational system is so flawed. I mean, how do you get excited about an educational system that can only rank something like 27th, you know, for its level of excellence or lack thereof? And then you bring in COVID and they mishandle this. And they want our kids to be vaccinated. I mean, they have mishandled the minds of our children all these years, not just during COVID, but leading up to it. And this is the great reveal that has come out as a result of this pandemic. And so parents ought to be so outraged, as you say, banding together and protecting their kids, because what are they doing to their kids? I mean, you know, they go on and they go to pursue a life that they're ill prepared for because they've been so indoctrinated or so misused and abused by the education system. I mean, how are they supposed to go out there and be successful, Jancy?
Well, they're not. That's the point. They're not meant to be successful. They're meant to be dependent on the government and whatever the government's whim happens to be, because that's what we're going towards. And unless you want to be human 2.0 augmented to interact directly with the internet and be a slave to these people who truly think that they are above you, you better start standing up and demanding that your politicians not attend any functions of the WEF and remove the United Nations. There's so much tied up in this that has nothing to do with the virus, but everything, as Klaus Schwab says, you know, COVID-19,
yes, exactly.
The great reset. It's
yes.
The great reset. They're using this to reset our governments globally. And it's not a conspiracy theory. It's happening. So people need to wake up and fight back. That's all I can say.
You know, this is the thing. There's as you say, there's plenty of empirical evidence to this fact. I mean, it's like we've been talking about this for almost 3 years, right? And then, you know, right now there's a lot of controversy and focus on Joe Rogan. And I'm going, okay, thank God. People are starting to talk about it. You know, we got truckers, you know, in Canada that are bringing awareness to this. You know, parents in Virginia and Loudoun District. I mean, we've got little bonfires of rebellion, but they need to connect in such a way that we take this country back, because, you know, Dr. Lindsay, I'll tell you, it astounds me to think that here is America, the land of the free, the home of the brave, and we've been turned on our head, and our freedoms have been stolen from us in such a minor amount of time without a shot, and it's compromising everything that you and I grew up with and have lived for and wanted for our kids and the next generation. And it's all being sold out. And it's like, I'll tell you, as you say, if the people, which is, this is a government for by we the people, and it's going to be our choice to decide what kind of government we will have going forward. But it's going to take some courage and tenacity, isn't it?
It is, and it's going to take people acting now and not being complacent. What I'm afraid of is that they're relaxing back a little bit. in saying, oh, okay, we're not going to do these mandates. We'll go ahead and give you what you want. We'll go ahead and give you a little freedom, okay? Like, yes, they're giving us something. People will then say, oh, okay, we don't need to do anything.
Yeah, give them cake, Dr. Lindsay. We got to go to break. We've got more from Jancy Lindsay after this. Stay with me.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user. $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. After 75 years of ministry, we marvel how God chose to use a small radio ministry in Pennsylvania to spread the gospel around the world. And we are grateful for the privilege to participate in God's grand scheme for His children. The Tide Diamond Vision propels us into the coming years. The ultimate and most important facet of that vision is glorify. We are committed to maintaining a God-honoring culture that encompasses all who engage with the Tide Ministry through encouragement, prayer, and financial support, including our board of directors, staff, volunteers, and ministry partners. We will continue to share ministry impact through communications that glorify God. Our events and functions will be structured to celebrate what God is doing and to worship Him. To learn more about the Tide Ministry's goal to glorify God by pointing people to Him and giving Him all the credit, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Independent. We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us at 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with Dr. Jancy Lindsay continues. Dr. Lindsay, for all that these other countries, Israel, the UK, is showing us, it's like we're starting to see the reality and confirmation of what
we understood about science going into this, whether it has to do with masks, you know, the vaccine, you know, the count, the mortality count that's out there. CDC told us, I think, about 6 months ago, the actual number of people that died of COVID only was about, you know, 3% plus or minus of the actual numbers. So that would make it less than the death rate of a flu season. And but meanwhile,
well,
they're still
the death
pushing
rate anyway.
Yeah. And they're still pushing that big number that they know is compromised, which is approaching 900,000. And it's so disgusting. You just can't. They've lost all credibility on this and the way it's been reported. And so now what is clear, again, a confirmation of what we understood early on, is that those that were most vulnerable, people over 65 with compromised immunity and comorbidities, anywhere from 5 to 7 comorbidities, those are the ones that were most vulnerable. And meanwhile, we warp speed this vaccine that is not a vaccine the way we understood a vaccine to be identified and to be defined, because they had to, they not only warp speed this alleged vaccine, they had to warp speed the language. They had to rewrite the language in order to make it seem that it was a vaccine. And in a sense, it's, you know, what we would say in my business,
the
false advertising, right? Go ahead.
Absolutely. It's gene therapy. And it was applied for in licensing as gene therapy, even though they also used the misappropriate word vaccine. It's gene therapy. Mm-hmm. When you send a genetic message into your cells, that's foreign and ask them to make a foreign protein by using a genetic sequence, that is called gene therapy, period.
Yes.
And that's what it is. And it's failing miserably, and it's killing people. It's killing the people that it was supposed to protect. That older, mm-hmm. older age group, they're the ones who suffered the most with these vaccines, and we never needed them. We should have treated people in the nursing homes and our most vulnerable with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, with bronchodilators and steroids. That's what's working and has worked for millions of patients across the globe. Yet we're not using it here because the goal apparently is to kill patients in hospitals instead of save them.
Yeah, get them on a respirator when we know, as my doctor and other experts have declared, that only a third of the people who go on respirators actually survive. So you're exactly right. I agree. We send them to a hospital. Worst thing, you know, doctors are saying, you know, is a hospital. And ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine have been great therapeutics from the get-go. And even though doctors have been canceled and, you know, CDC and other brain trusts, including, of all people, Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, I didn't realize he was a doctor, but, you know, they're canceling doctors that are just saying, hey, I don't care, you know, I took an oath to do no harm, and I am helping people survive, and I'm still prescribing ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine because it works and it's saving people's lives. Whereas the vaccine, I mean, people are getting vaccinated, and I shared with you as we were off the air that I was just reading a story of a 26-year-old went in for his third shot, and he dies. There's so many other stories.
How about a 7-year-old going in for their first shot and dying? This is outrageous.
So why is it that we have to, you know, what does the body count need to be? I mean, let's go back. I remember reading, and of course, I was old enough, and I certainly saw the evidence of it in the 50s when, they came out with a drug to help women deal with nausea when they were pregnant. And here we got the thalidomide babies, all the malformations and miscarriages and everything like that. And how long did it take them to take a look at the results of it before they did anything about it?
Yeah, that was dealt with in a much quicker way, just like we have with a swine flu and with some other drugs. You know, Vioxx even, okay, after 5 years caused 6,634 deaths. We've got the swine flu vaccine causing 53 deaths, pulled within a year. Polio vaccine causing 10 deaths, pulled in less than a year. Resolyn in 2000, pulled within a year for 649 deaths. And here we are, you know, sitting at 22,607 deaths in our VAERS system, and that only represents a fraction of the deaths, and we're doing nothing. So, again, I'm telling you that the FDA and the CDC have been corrupted. They are no longer protecting your health or your safety, and we need to get the people out. We need to totally revamp the institutions, get everybody out that's in there, the CDC and the FDA. It doesn't matter how many weren't really going along with it, and it wasn't their fault, because they have not spoken up and done what they know to be right, they have to go. I'm sorry. Everybody needs to go. It needs to be completely redone.
Well, there's lots of complicity here. I mean, you've got politicians, you've got social media, you've got the mainstream media that have all participated in this very deathly ruse, and as you say, that has turned us all into lab rats. Thank you very much. And the old axiom, follow the money, and you start seeing where the payoffs are and, you know, what is influenced, because a lot of money has been paid to Big Pharma during this period of time. You know, COVID has been very, very good for them. And, of course, they're greasing the skids of these politicians that, if you listen to what they say and how they're supporting this, I mean, they're all part and parcel of this, corrupt series of government institutions that we're losing faith in.
Yeah, and this is affecting not just this generation. It's affecting our next generations. In less than a month, in 3 weeks, we've had an increase in 7,599 cases of myocarditis reported into the VAERS system. In a two-month period, we doubled in cases. And the reason why is because we're now giving these shots to younger and younger children. That's what myocarditis is targeting. It's giving our children heart inflammation and heart damage. What is going to become of the next generation with a 50% mortality after 5 years, as estimated by the Mayo Clinic? We are destroying our next generation. We could be seeing kids in their teens dropping dead on a regular basis within the next few years because they got shots as children. We have got to stop this, and we've got to stop it now. And I don't know what else to do. I don't know how else to – how do you stop this when the agencies that are in charge of stopping this are corrupt? How do you stop it? We're trying lawsuits, but that takes too long in the courts. What do we do? Parents need to understand that these agencies are not protecting their kids.
Well, maybe sadly these power lever pullers – these politicians, those that are in power, maybe the chicken has to come to roost on their home. Maybe it needs to be, sadly, their child that's affected for them to finally realize, you know, what damage that they have released into this country. And sadly, as you say, we may not find out the results of some of this, till a couple of years down the road. That there might be, you know, some interference and complications with things that we, you know, take for granted, like a penicillin shot, for example. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a doctor. I mean, you're a toxicologist and a molecular biologist, so you understand this stuff. That, there could be some hidden complications that are, you know, that we won't know until we know. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. And that goes to the reproductive end, too. We're now seeing all kinds of safety signals with reproduction. Well, we have from the beginning alarming numbers of miscarriage, alarming numbers of menstrual disorders.
Exactly.
I mean,
we got to leave it there. Dr. Jancy Lindsay has been our guest.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.375%. Yes, 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Up in Canada, Ottawa declared a state of emergency on Sunday in response to thousands turning out for a second weekend of demonstrations against COVID-19 public mandates, blocking roads and disrupting parts of the capital city. A GoFundMe campaign to support truckers was canceled by GFM, saying they will refund all the money donated. President Biden and French President Emmanuel Macron discussed in a phone call Sunday ongoing diplomatic and deterrence efforts in response to Russia's military buildup along Ukraine's border. Macron is due to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Monday, and then Ukraine's President Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia on CNN Sunday endorsed the re-election campaign of his Republican colleague, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska.
Endorsing my dear friend Lisa Murkowski, Alaska could only be so lucky to have her continue to serve them.
Thank you.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Just about 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com or BillMartinezShow.com. Either one will get you there. And you can see every day. We publish every day, Monday through Friday, publish our show summary, give you the lineup of guests, the topics that we're intending to talk about, unless breaking news would affect said topic. You know, just have to be flexible. That's the way it works sometimes. With us right now is my good friend David Rubin. He's the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, the author of the book, many books, including Trump and the Jews, and his most recent Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. And he is in Israel, reporting live to us right now. David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. Good to be with you, Bill.
Always good to have your balanced perspective. Give us an update as to what's going on. Of course, the news here is the U.S. Special Forces taking out the ISIS leader in Syria right nearby.
Absolutely, and we're happy for that. Look, Israel has been active in Syria for the past 3 years or so. And the idea has been mainly to stop the forces that are affiliated with Iran. Iran basically has been working in Syria, trying to get a foothold in Syria through which they can attack Israel and through which they can dominate Syria and you know, build up their bases, their missile bases and everything in Syria. So Israel has been stopping them, but, you know, we've been doing it for about 3 years now, attacking preemptive strikes on Iranian forces in Syria. So now that the United States as well jumped in and did something, it's very, very important. And as you know, ISIS, Drew, ISIS, they're Sunni Muslims. They're not Shiite Muslims like the Iranians, but they're no less dangerous.
Right, exactly. And they are reconstituting. I mean, for a while there, he thought, okay, well, that's it. We're not going to hear from ISIS anymore. Of course, that was political speak, because we know the reality. History has proven time and again. Now, what is happening with the ISIS resurgent also in Iraq, David?
Well, you said it very clearly, Bill. They are active, and they're going to be active as long as they're not being attacked. You know, the best defense is always a good offense. And when you're dealing with Muslim radicals, you have to be on the offensive. If you're not on the offensive, then you're not going to be winning the battle, and you're not going to be winning the war, which is, it's really a long-term war that we're talking about. It's not a war that has boots on the ground necessarily. It's a war that has to be waged, though, all the time. Mm-hmm. And because the Muslim radicals are always in the middle of that war. They're always trying to bring down both of our houses.
Right. Well, this has been the history of man. You've had this conflict. And what you've taught me is that it never ends. I mean, and maybe to call it a war is unfair, because usually most wars have a beginning and end. This one here has had its historic roots almost from day one in the history of man, has it not?
Yes. Well, I wouldn't say that in the history of man, but I would say in the history of Islam. Because basically, you know, for those of you listeners who really don't know the history, the history of Israel goes all the way back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the giving over of the Ten Commandments to Moses on Mount Sinai, going back about 3,300 years, and that's the beginning of Judaism, and obviously Christianity grew out of Judaism,
right,
through Jesus of Nazareth, and then in the year 700. That's 700 in the Common Era. That's when Islam started. Now, Islam started as an outgrowth, not really an outgrowth of Judaism or Christianity. It was more a rejection of Judaism and Christianity, in which Muhammad, the founder of Islam, said that he is the light that everyone needs to follow. That he is the prophet, and that everyone needs to follow him. And he was rejected by the Jews at that time on the Arabian Peninsula. His you know, false claims of prophecy were rejected by the Jews as well.
Right.
And he became very angry, and he basically founded a very angry religion in which they tried to conquer other religions through the sword. I mean, that's the expression that they use in the Quran, but obviously now we're talking about a lot more than just swords.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, and I agree, David, with your historic perspective here, obviously. And the thing that though, you know, I was going back further to say that ever since you know, God chose Jews as His favored, nay, favored people. And he had sanctified the people, specifically the descendants of Abraham. You had the other Arab nations, the Edomites, from Jacob's brother Esau. These Arabs that were quite jealous because they felt like they weren't the chosen ones. So you kind of had this hatred that just kind of kept just building up, and it seemed like Muhammad got in front of that and kind of gave them a reason to exist and helped them, you know, kind of channel that hatred. And that might be that may seem a little naive, but that's from my perspective. Is that fair?
No, it's actually very fair, but and very accurate. I will just make one small point that the Muslims, or at least Muhammad, the founder of Islam, was very proud of tracing back his roots to Ishmael. Mm-hmm. Okay, not Esav. All the way back to Ishmael, mm-hmm. who you may recall was the wayward son of Abraham.
Right, and this is the son of Hagar.
That's right. Mm-hmm. He was the son of Hagar, and Abraham was the father because Sarah, Abraham's wife, was not able to have children at that time, and so Ishmael was creating havoc. He was running after everybody else's wives and doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and Sarah told Abraham, get him out of here. You know, you have to banish him, send him away from home. And he did that. And, you know, that's the history, you know, and it says there in the Bible that there's going to be a great nation, that the Arab people are going to be a great nation. It doesn't mean they're going to be great, wonderful, but it does mean that they're going to be a sizable nation.
Exactly. It wasn't like they were getting the Abrahamic blessing, a direct blessing from God that was in turn to be, sent forth and taking the blessing from God and passed on to others. And that was the blessing to Israel and from Genesis 12. But, you know, what I found quite interesting in this story, David, as you're recounting it, is that, you know, Ishmael was Abraham's son. Abraham, I mean, this was his first son, and he loved this boy. And it broke his heart in a way, you know, that he was going to have to send he and his mother away from them, and that he was going to be cast out because Sarah didn't want him to have any part of the inheritance. And so, you know, get him out of there. And he was, I believe he was heartbroken to send his son away, and he loved his son. And God gave him the concession that, well, I want you to know that he too will be blessed. He will, like you said, he's going to be a great nation. Unfortunately, it was a nation of this world, not the nation that was exactly sanctified by God himself, like the nations that would come out of his favorite son, Isaac.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did we book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You get first ice pack, Ms. Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Yeah.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Oh, don't lose hope, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you, if all I can say is that if you believe in God, it's almost impossible to lose hope, and because God is a promise keeper. And he knows exactly what's going on. The challenge that we have here in America, around the world, is that we need to come into compliance. We need to come into alignment with God's will. And you'd be surprised what's happened. I mean, God said very clearly, told the Jews early on, said, look, hey, you do it my way, it'll go good for you. You do it your way, you're going to have problems. Don't turn your back on me, because all those plagues that you saw happen in Egypt, you saw it firsthand. I mean, these things are going to come upon you. So it's simple. With me, you get good. Without me, not so good. And here we are, David. We're learning. David Rubin, who is with us from Shiloh, Israel. And he is author of the book, Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. So much, it's like, where do you start? But and we'll start here in just a moment once again. But, you know, God's been real clear, David. And as you have lived your life and have experienced the hand of God, it's like, you know, defying. You see people, it's like they want to defy gravity. Why do you want to defy gravity? You hit the ground, it hurts. And this is what we're doing. We're learning the hard way that when you defy God, it gets to be very painful.
Well, those are the things that aren't discussed in the media. Those are the things that aren't discussed, unfortunately, in public schools. And those are the things that were the core of the United States, a great Western civilization, in the early part of the, in the founding years of the country, mm-hmm. where they used to kneel down and pray to the Constitutional Congress, where they would quote from the Bible, from the Hebrew Bible. In fact, In the early days of Harvard University and Yale and many other universities, they would talk about the Bible, and they would speak in Hebrew. It was permitted to give a commencement address in Hebrew, in the language of Israel, a language that I speak today here in Israel. So. There was that connection. There was a very strong connection with God that that permeated everything about the United States and helped it to grow. And I believe, you know, all the criticisms from the radical left today about what a terrible country the United States is because of its dark history, because of its terrible history of slavery and all kinds of things. Well, the fact is that most people had slaves in those days. Mm-hmm. And the, even, you know, if you look in the Bible, they talk about slaves also as a reality. So we know that the whole world had slaves up until not so long ago. But the United States had the capacity to emerge from the moral problem of slavery and to fix its mistakes. And, you know, it says, we have this concept in Judaism, tikkun olam, which means to correct the world, fixing the world. But it says, tikkun olam b'machut shaddai, to fix the world in the kingdom of God. What that means is, we're supposed to all be idealists. We're supposed to not be discouraged by the bad things happening around us, and we're supposed to be idealists. We're supposed to try to improve the world, to improve our countries, to improve our civilization, but to do it with guidance from God's word.
Amen.
And if you do it with guidance from God's word, then it will be successful.
See, this is the vision that's missing, David. You know, the Bible's clear that people without vision, you know, cast off restraint. They'll perish. And this is what's happening. People are perishing. They're casting off restraint. We have given way to chaos and all this insanity that's happening all over the world, particularly here in the United States. I mean, just, you know, take a look at our nightly news and you see the idiocy and the chaos that's happening. It's because we've cast off restraint. And this is the vision that God has given us. He's cast his vision, you know, just as you so brilliantly said, you fix the world in the kingdom of God. That's our mission, is it not?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because, if fixing the world means sending in a donation to Black Lives Matter, so that they can go and buy mansions for themselves in different parts of the world, those aren't just words. Those are the facts on the ground.
Exactly.
All that enormous funding that Black Lives Matter has received in the past year or two, we have to understand that it's coming. It's all being used for personal aggrandizement. And so fixing the world isn't going to happen through Black Lives Matter. It's not going to happen through Antifa. And it's not going to happen through any radicals, whether they're on the left or the right. But it will happen through stability. It will happen through the guidance that comes from God's word and the traditional family structure. And the traditional American family was the bedrock of the United States, and there has been such an assault in recent years on traditional American family of a father and a mother and children. Mm-hmm. And it's essential to turn back the clock. There is, as I pointed out in my book, Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel, there is no change that is irreversible. And just as we in Israel undid socialism and turned the clock back on that, and we have a roaring free market today, a free enterprise economy, and we also have a very strong movement towards the traditional family, not away from the traditional family, as it sadly is in some places in America. So those are the things. Those are the bedrocks that can rejuvenate American civilization. And as one who grew up in the United States, I care about that enormously. And I really believe that
without a doubt. Well, David, you know, we've been saying on this show, and this is something that God showed me a while ago, is that we have to return to first principles, these foundational principles, and that's what you're alluding to. At the core of this, and I know this is so embedded in the Jewish culture, it's life. God is life. And so those institutions that promote life are the institutions that we support. Okay, these other institutions that promote death, whether they're the abortion industry complex, or we're talking Black Lives Matter, Antifa, these Marxist groups, that clearly in their manifesto, they say it's about destroying everything. It's about death. So that should tell you from the very beginning and the get-go, this is further, so far away from foundational first principles that you run from that. And you've got to run to those things that promote life. I want you to expand on that, because as a Jew, this is so inherent and so much a part of how you were raised and the culture. And to me, this is part of the first principle that we need to re-embrace here in America.
Oh, absolutely. And it says in the Torah, it's, you know, what, you know, we guys call the Bible. It says very clearly, and by the way, the word Torah means the teaching. And it's God's way of giving over these basic principles. And it says clearly, you know, I'm presenting before you life and death, light and darkness. And therefore you should choose life. So we have free choice in the world. You know, we people have free choice in the world, and God is giving us the choices, and he's telling us which way to go. And it's just so clear. And you know, when I see people going for all this absolutely immoral, crazy stuff with the gender wokeness and the giving transsexuals the ability to perform in women's sports, and you know it's so anti-women to do that. I mean, I could go on and on. There's just so much, but. You know, God is holding out his hand to us, saying, choose life. And that's exactly what we need to be doing. And that's a lot of what I spoke about in my book, Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. It's not just about confronting the radicals who riot in the streets and try to tear down government buildings and national statues, national monuments, but it's about fighting the moral struggle for the core principles that made America great.
Amen. David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, author of the book, Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. David Rubin, shalom, my friend. Take care. Good to be talking to you again. God bless.
Thank you, Bill.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.